You are listening to Expanding Horizons, the podcast of the Unitarian Church of South Australia, a home of progressive spirituality and free religious thought and action since 1854. Views expressed in these podcasts are those of the speaker and are not intended to represent the position of the church itself or of the worldwide Unitarian Universalist movement. For more information, visit unitariansa.org.au.
Kindness, the quality of being friendly, generous, and considerate. Desmond Tutu said, "Do your little bit of good where you are. It's those little bits of good put together that overwhelm the world." And Mark Twain, "Kindness is a language that the deaf can hear and the blind can see." When I first came to Australia, I went as a stranger to a new church, met some very friendly, kind people, and came out with somewhere to live. And they helped me learn all those unwritten rules here. There are loads, believe it or not. Like how to park your car and how not to. Do I hear some sympathy in the audience here? I had an old MG when I lived in Hackham. And the engine stalled once when at a T-junction because it had a flat battery. And before I could blink, four young people kind of ran out to push start it. A young lady amongst them said, "It's so small, shall we pick it up?" I was amazed at the kindness of Australians when I first came here. And even came across a garage that kindly helped me convert my current car, nearly a third of a century old, to biofuel, so she could run on carbon neutral on used frying oil. He's John at Mitcham, 10 minutes walk from us, who also found and fitted a second-hand gearbox when the old one died, and wound up the exhaust when the silencer fell off, so she no longer sounded like a motorboat. Not many mechanics in the UK can weld, and that's a fact. Australians are famous for being friendly, easygoing and helpful, and perhaps speaking a language similar to English, and having, and having a very similar sense of humour, often directed at themselves, and being led by an ongoing comedy show in Canberra. But tough too. The Australian Army was the first to break through the German line in World War I. And the first to beat the Japanese army in 1943 in New Guinea at the defeat of the Japanese at Wau, and a distinctly unfair ratio of Olympic medals per capita. That she needed three layers of government because she was so huge. As I was to discover driving back from Perth when I came across the 90 miles straight, Salisbury in Wiltshire, where I come from, is 88 miles from London, and that road is far from straight. And when you arrive at the far end of the Australian road, there's a sign which in true Aussie fashion says, "Turn." It's true. Demonstrations of kindness. Big Sisters at the beach. Mine, 10 feet tall and far older than me, has never let me drown or get eaten by a shark. That's not awesome. I probably hasten to add. Parent to child. I hope that's a given. It's good fun anyway. A runner stopping to help an old man cross the road. I think he just wants a rest, don't you? Simple things. Like say good morning to folk who obviously slept in the street. And even into a conversation with them. They're often quite interesting people. Likewise, check out operators in supermarkets, driving themselves mentally numb, punching buttons. Visiting old people in old people's homes. Actually, it's a two-way thing. You get just as much back as you give. Many a wonderful story there. Keith Lowe, who I visit, used to play as a lad in a barn in an old car. He learned years later that was the first car made in Australia. The same fellow, when very young, with his cousin, used to plough with a dozen draft horses, six at a time, the spare six sheltering under a tree. Any problems? None. As long as he put them in the right order, then they pull all day. Kindness is known to return more to the giver than the receiver. But there's a far bigger test on our kindness now emerging. At the beginning of World War I, There was no defense against the then newfangled submarines and the torpedoes. 2,500 ships were sunk or lost, until the invention of the depth charge and the use of convoys contained the problem. At the beginning of World War II, the atom bomb that finally forced the Japanese to surrender did not exist, and the Spitfire was just entering service, which helped stop Hitler getting access to the British sky and invading with four times as many aircraft. Today, world emissions continue to grow and sea level rises. The big difference now is we know exactly what to do to counter the problem. Stop emitting. I know the graphs at the bottom you probably won't be able to read, but the left one shows the world emissions of CO2, and the right one's sea level rise, and you can see they're both rising inexorably. But don't be despondent. My dad was a gunner major. He knew a boot out of France with the rest of Dunkirk. He left on the South Sea ferries from Cherbourg, having left all his guns behind. He later went to Burma, and here again they were booted out by the Japanese. But we all know the Allies returned to both and beat them both at the same time. World War I lasted 4 years. World War II, 6 years. The United Nations have now warned we have 12 long years to sort climate change out. So we have time as long as we get going. Already on some Pacific islands, spring tides are flooding their houses, and most importantly, their freshwater wells. In only 31 years' time, dozens of cities worldwide and millions of people will be flooded and have to seek higher ground. Global warming could create 150 million climate refugees by 2050. The Environmental Justice Foundation report says 10% of the global population is at risk of forced displacement due to climate change. Over 100 coastal cities are threatened. That is when our being friendly, generous and considerate will score. South Australia is already punching above her weight with 50% renewables and on the way to 100%. And it's not just the big boys like Gupta and Musk, welcome though they are, it's everyone. Domestic rooftop solar PV uptake is amongst the best in the land here. They did it, and so can we, in our case offering kindness to our planet and our fellow man. Today, 74 years after fighting each other fiercely, we must link arms and turn to face the common enemy, approaching faster now, with all that drive and tenacity, climate change. Closing words by Albert Einstein. A human being is part of the whole, called by us universe, limited in time and space. He experiences himself, his thoughts and feelings, as something separated from the rest, a kind of optical delusion of his own consciousness. This delusion is a prison, restricting us to our personal preferred desires and to affection of a few persons close to us. Our task must be to free ourselves from our prison by widening our circle of compassion to embrace all humanity and the whole of nature in its beauty.
Well, we hope you enjoyed this Expanding Horizons podcast. These podcasts are the intellectual property of the presenter. They can be used only with the express permission and appropriate acknowledgement of the presenter and the podcast used in its entirety. This permission can be obtained by emailing unitarianessay@bigpond.com. Please feel free to leave a comment or visit us on Facebook or Twitter by searching Essay Unitarians.